Man, dude, that was making just having the village wife, and then I think the kids were then the responsibility of the entire village, and blah blah blah. So, but yeah, dude, pawn ship rules. We gotta get back into a pawn setup. It's not slavery. It's just like you get pawns, dude. You get pawns.
What do you think we could get for Noah?
As a pawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes don't really fetch a high value. No, you got any sisters?
I have a younger sister.
There we go.
How old?
No, we're just asking for economic,
just for economic,
just for human
purposes.
economy
What's your
purposes.
Instagram? Don't say her Instagram.
Don't, yeah,
please
absolutely
don't,
not.
please don't.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, sister, good. But yeah, dudes aren't bad. It all depends. The other thing too is you can get a bunch of dudes, and if you want like a sick entourage, that's the other thing too. You get a bunch of pawns, or you get slaves, and you wouldn't make them work or anything. But yo, I'm going to the market today. You guys gotta pump me up, dude.
It's not bad.
It was pretty tight.
Just get hype, man.
You hype, man, dude. You would just get an entourage of dudes who would be. You'd be like, come on, man, it's time for the market. Get hype on me, dude. Like I kind of miss my family. Like, shut up, dude. Come
yeah.
on, come on. But yeah,
dude.
Dude, that shit was making me laugh so fucking hard.
This is something that I experienced. I watched Children of Men,
movie
that
rules.
movie,
Yeah.
but in that movie there's a scene where there a bomb goes off and he's got ring in his ears, and the lady's like, that noise you're hearing is a frequency that your ears will never be able to produce again. Whenever you have a ringing in your ear, that's what that is. And I remember one time in a car a dude told me that. I was like, yeah, my fucking ears ringing. He's like, yeah, that, you know what that is? And he just regurgitated a line from Children of Men. You ever hear somebody give you a fact from a movie and then you see the movie later and you're like, oh, that's where he fucking.
No,
I've been believing this.
I think so, yeah.
Like in the movie Contagion, they're like, the average person touches their face once every fucking 20 seconds. I've heard people repeat that.
Is it true?
There's just, I don't know. I don't know. But there's just certain, like, Wes was the one, by the way, Lemaire, who told me that. We were in the car and he said that, and I was like, damn, that's a fucking interesting fact. And then, a decade later, I'm watching a movie at 2 in the morning, like, that fucking idiot. I believed this.
So wait, the thing in the movie was from a flashbang.
Yeah, it was just a grenade went off and he had a ringing in his ear.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, that ringing is the last time you'll ever hear that frequency. That's
and
your eardrum.
You were just having a
And I was just,
Van
we
Gogh.
Were just driving. I was like, damn, I can hear it. There's like a ringing in my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you'll hear that again. What the fuck?
I don't know what was going on there. But I believed it.
True.
He said it with some conviction.
He's like, you'll never hear that exactly.
He's like, that's just a certain frequency that your ear won't be able to pick up again because of that buzz. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that he got the exact line from Children of Men.
Yeah, but the flashbang.
Whether or not Children of Men is telling the truth, I'm not sure.
I mean, the flashbang makes sense because it's so fucking loud that it probably damages your hearing a little bit, so you'll
yeah.
probably never be able to hear that again. So is that like the sound leaving your ear to like never return?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
I don't know the science of it because I think it's wrong.
I mean, I've definitely done that before where I've taken stuff from movies and just been like, let's roll.
Yeah, this is true.
Let's go.
Yeah.
100%.
But it's always funny when you finally see the movie years later and you're like, ah.
Son of a bitch.
I believe that. Like, there's certain things will tell me. People will say something or say, like, it'll just stay with me forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain things will just always.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be doing something and every time I do something, I'll think of the same thing. It's crazy.
Real, like almost like a deja vu or like.
Not deja vu, just like an OCD type. Like every single time I play FIFA, I think of the first time my friend saw me playing FIFA and what he said. Every single time I play. What
did he say?
He was like, oh, the point of this is stupid. It makes no sense. There's no reason to remember this. But he was like, oh, the point of this is to drag the other team's defense out and then pass behind them. That's all he said. And now every single time I play FIFA, I think of where I was and when he said that. Pretty crazy.
How long do you think about it for?
1 second, then I'm like, why the fuck am I still thinking about the same goddamn pointless quote?
That sounds torturous.
There's a lot of those. I have a lot of those.
Just things that pop up constantly?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's,
who knows?
What you're describing, I have moments like that. I can't put them into words, but I'll just be doing a thing, and I'll have a thought that's just so stupid and pointless that I'll just go like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking
Tommy
about.
Tommy has that. Tommy, every time he puts his pants on, he thinks of you and me making fun of anybody that would roll the bottom of their jeans. Literally every time. Every time he gets ready in the morning, he's like, he'll say it to me if I'm there. He'll repeat what we said. He's like, can you imagine being the type of guy that would roll the bottom of his fucking jeans? And every time I'm like, I'm sorry.
Does he roll his, he wants to roll his jeans?
Yeah, he has the bottom of his jeans rolled.
So he rolls
every time he puts those pants on, he says that. because of he heard us making fun of that.
What did we make fun of? I don't even remember.
That's what I say. I'm like, I don't know if that was us. He's like, it was you.
I'm pretty sure
it was you. And then now also whenever he puts cologne on, he does the same thing.
I mean, dude, well.
We're like, who the fuck puts cologne on? And then one time, you know, I'm sitting there playing FIFA thinking about my dumb friend's quote. And then Tommy's putting cologne on thinking of my dumb quote right behind me. He's like, can you imagine putting fucking cologne on? And I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean anything.
Yeah, I went hard on cigarette smokers recently. I was like making a point.
Cigarette smoking rules.
I was talking about how they're most likely, if you have a company full of people and you're trying to figure out who complains the most, just look for people with cigarettes on them. At a job, cigarette smokers are the biggest complainers. Always. Always fucking every single time, every single company, every place I've ever been at. They go outside and they're like, every fucking 5 minutes,
yeah,
like,
every
where
cigarette
are they at?
Is
like,
a complaint.
I need to get a cigarette. It's like, dude, just ate lunch like 4 minutes ago, man.
Yeah.
And dude, I felt bad. I came down hard on cigarette smokers, but I was
that
making
office
a hard
job.
Point.
The last job I had, well, the office job back home I had in Harrisburg, worked for the state, and every state worker. First off, this lady was on my dick, dude. She would watch the clock when I would come in late. Every single, I'd be like 5 minutes late.
That's miserable.
Because I came in with my sister, who was higher up than her.
Yeah.
So my sister didn't. It didn't matter
so
she got there.
Yeah.
And I never said anything to my sister about, hey, I'm late, I'm getting in trouble. I was just like, I don't give a fuck at all.
Yeah.
And anyway, this lady, but then these dudes, this one, they would just take cigarette breaks every hour. They would leave for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what about them? Like, they're allowed to do that. I was like, I'm with you on the cigarette smoking.
Yeah, dude.
I needed to get a dip break. You know?
Fuck?
Nobody gives you a dip
break.
You
can do that in the outro. They don't, dude.
They get mad if you even say it.
We go outside and just a little bit.
You're like, yo, let me go dip.
I need a spittoon.
But that is what a crap is. A work crap.
Oh, a crab?
A crap at work with a dip in, dude. That's a good 45-minute crap.
Oh, I think
surfing the web.
I thought talking about crabs.
What about crabs?
I thought you called me the king crab. I was like, dude, I ain't a motherfucking
you're
crab.
You fucking crab-looking motherfucker. Yo, you're the definition of a crab.
Come on, dude.
You Jeezy?
Dude, come on.
I'm more Gucci, for real.
You think you're more Gucci, man?
I'm definitely more Gucci.
I didn't see Jeezy's performance at all.
You would have liked it. You strike me as more of a fan of Jeezy.
More of Mr. 17-5?
What?
That's what Jeezy calls himself.
Mr. 17-5?
Yeah.
I didn't
know. It's kind of a brag. It's a humble brag about how cheap he gets kilos of cocaine.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, 17-5.
He's a snowman, dude. You don't know anything about pushing that
weight.
He's
up to his knees in the bricks, dude.
Probably. He's probably below his ankles at this point.
Well, it's just funny, too, how, like, two, like, you know, hardened, like, self-proclaimed, like, super gangsters had to kind of, like, pledge allegiance to, like, a governor before they
Oh, that was great.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
We're talking verses.
Yeah, talking about the battle, dude.
Talking about the battle everybody saw, especially the whites.
Yeah, what
the whites were all about it on Twitter.
Were they really?
I saw several whites posting like, yo, Jeezy. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You see Gary Owens? I think somebody posted on the Reddit. Gary Owens was like, yo, I'm going to need some Hennessy and a Black & Mild to watch this versus. It was like, whoa, dude.
Dude.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's fucking aggressive, dude.
That's a strong one.
Yeah. Also, too,
Gary's
imagine convincing
fun.
Yourself. For, like, I'll be honest. No white people really like Hennessy. If you do, you're pretending. Stuff's disgusting. Did you ever have it?
No, I don't really know. I'm sure I've had it.
I'm saying that because I try to like it because it looked cool. And I was in high school. I was like, oh, cool, I have Hennessy. And I would drink it and be like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw the fuck up.
Yeah, I remember Hypnotic.
Hypnotic's actually not bad.
Hypnotic's just sugar, right?
Sweet, yeah. Yeah. Hennessy's disgusting, dude. It's fucking
disgusting.
I wouldn't say
something like this.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting, dude.
What do you think I got in this fucking, in my plastic
you
cup?
You have H-Rock in your cup?
I'm gonna need a fucking Black & Mild to watch this young Jeezy.
True.
I'm Gary Owen. Yo, did I tell you my idea for my special?
No.
Got a sick idea for a
what
special.
You got? What you got?
Don't disrespect me. that's hypnotic, dude.
Would you combine them like an Incredible Hulk?
So I'm going to, if I film a special, it's going to have to be me. Obviously, no network's going to be like Netflix isn't going to be like, let's take a chance.
You could come out in favor of complicated corporate contracts and maybe snag the favor
of
Comedy Central. I don't know, guys. I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah. True.